many of these women found their voices, and their fathers encouraged them.
Xotin-qizlar qanday liderlar? Jahon bo'ylab ayol liderlar ko'payib bormoqda. Qizig'i, ular qay madaniyatdan bo'lmasin, bir-biriga o'xshash jihatlari ko'p. Bostondan men Navbahor Imomova. Susan Madsen bu borada uzoq yillardan beri izlanib kelayotgan olima. Xotin-qizlar qanday rahbar ekanini tahlil qilib keladi.
I've done very in-depth interviews with some women leaders in Eastern and Central Europe, China, and also the Middle East. So I've got some very interesting similarities actually with all the women.
Markaziy Yevropa, Sharqiy Yevropa, Xitoy va Yaqin Sharq ayollarni hokimiyatga undaydigan sabablar va bu ayollarning shaxsiyatlari ham juda o'xshash dedi mutaxassis. Tarbiyada gap ko'p dedi Madsen xonim.
Many of these women found their voices and their fathers encouraged them to talk about the issues around what was happening in the town, whether it was politics or issues in the school.
Aksariyati erkin fikrlaydigan ota-ona farzandi, o'z fikrini bemalol ayta olgan bolaligidan. Otalari ularni quvvatlagan, mahalla va maktabda faol bo'lgan, yoshligidan o'z so'ziga, qarashlariga ega bo'lgan dedi Madsen xonim.
Either mothers or teachers or whatever helped them learn to reflect more effectively than a lot of other people. If you don't know how to reflect well and learn from your mistakes, you're just not going to progress and be a strong leader.
Bu ayollar boshqalarni tinglashni ham o'rgangan. Busiz rahbar bo'lish qiyin. Onalari, muallimlari va boshqalar bu ayollarga o'ziga nisbatan tanqidiy yondashishni o'rgatgan. Xatolardan saboq olish kerak bo'lgan. Qoqilish tabiiy hol bo'lgan. Lekin yo'lingdan qaytmasliging kerak. Qoqilgan odam aqlliroq bo'ladi. Lider ayollarning ko'pi uchun kitob yaqin do'st bo'lgan. Madsen xonim deydiki, sportda faol ayollardan yaxshi rahbarlar chiqadi.
It's actually quite amazing how much you can learn from team sports, including helping women and girls understand how to lose and be okay with that.
Sport shaxsiyatni charxlaydi deydi u. Yutqazish va yutish nima ekanini bilasiz. Mag'lubiyat va g'alaba ortidagi omillarni tushunasiz. Xotin-qizlar ish joyida bir-birini ko'p quvvatlamaydi. Aksincha, bir-biriga tuzoq qo'yadi, qulatishga urinadi. Sport bilan shug'ullangan ayollar bunday emas. Ular komanda bo'lib ishlash qadrini biladi, uyusha oladi. Liderlik ayollar va erkaklar uchun turli mazmunga ega deya tushuntiradi olima.
Generally speaking, often women are just more collaborative. They really listen better. Actually, research has shown that women actually observe nonverbal behaviors better than men.
Umuman olganda, xotin-qizlar bir-biri bilan yaxshi ishlaydi. Ular masalaning mohiyatini erkaklarga qaraganda chuqurroq tushunadi va tahlil qiladi. Ikir-chikirlarga e'tibori kuchli. Boshqalarning fikrini so'zsiz ham anglay oladi. Odamning xulq-atvoriga qarab ham uning maqsadini tushunadi. Savol berishga usta. Bir masalaga bir emas turli jihatdan yondashadi. Ayollar murakkab masalalar bilan erkaklarga qaraganda mukammalroq shug'ullana oladi. Masalan, ta'lim sohasi, sog'liqni saqlash, ijtimoiy muammolar, yo'qsillik, bular bir necha muammolarni qamiruvchi mashaqqatli mavzular. Xotin-qizlarni siyosatga yaqinlashtirmaydigan sabablar ham o'xshash.
Different studies say that women have less confidence than men. And also women do not aspire generally as much as men to be leaders.
Dunyoning qay burchagidan bo'lmang, ayollar erkaklarga qaraganda o'ziga kamroq ishonadi dedi Madsen xonim. Lider bo'lish uchun ular erkaklarchalik kuchli xohishga ega emas. Ayollar mukammallikka intiladi. Bu esa rahbar bo'laman degani emas. Erkak bir ishni 50-60% eplay olishi mumkin bo'lsa ham hujjat topshiradi. Lavozimni egallashga urinadi. Ayollar esa 90-100% qodir bo'lsa ham ikkilanadi. Chunki a'lo darajada ishlay olishiga ishonmaydi.
We have to help girls and women understand the importance of becoming a leader. And we've got to teach them that they actually can be leaders and they actually should be leaders.
Bu to'siqni yengish uchun ta'lim-tarbiyani isloq qilish kerak. Qizlarga lider bo'lish nima ekanini yaxshiroq o'rgatish lozim, dedi Susan Madsen. Boshqalarni boshqarish, ularni o'zingga ergashtirish, maqsad va mohiyat haqida kengroq bilim berishimiz kerak.
We've got to provide girls and women more with experiences that will increase their aspirations. to be leaders. So they can see, they can lead in situations to help people around them.
Ular yetakchilik qilganida qanday yutuqlarga erishishi mumkinligini, yutuqlar jamiyat hayotini qanchalik o'zgartirishi mumkinligini ko'ra olishi kerak. Ayollar bir-birini quvvatlashni o'rganishi, professional tizimlar yarata olishi lozim. Xotin-qizlar bir-biriga suyana olsin, bir-biriga yordamlashsin, deydi olima. Navbahor Imamova, Amerika ovozi radiosi uchun.